You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Prosecutors in New York State might soon find themselves under a bit more scrutiny if the governor signs a bill by a local state senator that was approved by the legislature. WAER's Chris Bolt reports on how it might help ensure justice.
John DeFrancisco's measure could help right some wrongs that happen in trials, sometimes uncovered when genetic evidence exonerated people who got convicted and sent to prison.
As the judges were being asked to release the individuals because the DNA didn't match, it was found out in many cases that prosecutors did not provide exculpatory or favorable information to the defendants that they had in their possession, which is required by law to do. And that became another reason for the reversal of the conviction.
The bill calls for a state commission on prosecutorial conduct. He says it could weed out any prosecutors who might get overzealous.
Prosecutors that might otherwise think of the prosecution's success in a case over what the law is and what the regulations are. So this is just a check and balance over those few people that are doing the wrong thing.
He stresses 99% of DAs follow the rules, but some can feel pressure in the most serious of cases.
The more at stake, like in murder cases and the like, there is an attitude by some prosecutors that we need a conviction.
DeFrancisco modeled it after a similar commission that has overseen judges for decades.
Many of the complaints about judges don't happen anymore in view of the fact that judges have changed their conduct, because there's an independent body overseeing them. In most cases, judges are exonerated from false allegations of wrongdoing.
There's more at stake than justice for the person wrongly convicted. The public is paying millions to keep sometimes innocent people in prison, as well as lawsuits over tainted convictions. The bill is on Governor Cuomo's desk to sign or veto and would go into effect next January. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, WAER.org.